ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. პირველი ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. პირველი ვარიანტი.
Listening. Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1.
My name is Sarah. I want to tell you about a very special day that I'll remember for all my life. In 2011, my husband and I took our children to London to watch the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. We got up very early in the morning. At 9 o'clock, we were already at Buckingham Palace. The wedding was at 11 o'clock, but the streets were already crowded. There were big television screens around the palace, and we watched the wedding service, which was held at Westminster Abbey. Kate looked beautiful. She wore a white lace dress and carried a bouquet of white flowers. Prince William wore a red jacket and a dark blue cap. After the ceremony, we waited to see the prince and his bride. Suddenly, we saw a procession of soldiers come around the corner. The soldiers were wearing smart red uniforms and enormous black hats. Eventually, the procession came close to the place where we were standing. My children were shouting excitedly. My husband was taking photographs of the celebrity guests and royal family members. Prince William smiled directly at us. I looked into his eyes and he waved to me. It was a fantastic experience. My name is Sarah. I want to tell you about a very special day that I'll remember for all my life. In 2011, my husband and I took our children to London to watch the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. We got up very early in the morning. At 9 o'clock, we were already at Buckingham Palace. The wedding was at 11 o'clock, but the streets were already crowded. There were big television screens around the palace, and we watched the wedding service, which was held at Westminster Abbey. Kate looked beautiful. She wore a white lace dress and carried a bouquet of white flowers. Prince William wore a red jacket and a dark blue cap. After the ceremony, we waited to see the prince and his bride. Suddenly, we saw a procession of soldiers come around the corner. The soldiers were wearing smart red uniforms and enormous black hats. Eventually, the procession came close to the place where we were standing. My children were shouting excitedly. My husband was taking photographs of the celebrity guests and royal family members. Prince William smiled directly at us. I looked into his eyes and he waved to me. It was a fantastic experience.
Text 2. Elizabeth Arden was a Canadian-born American businesswoman who built a cosmetics empire in the United States. She was the first woman to have a leading role in the cosmetics industry. She successfully managed an international business at a time when few women headed major companies. Born in a poor immigrant family and raised on a farm, Arden moved to New York City in the early 20th century and opened her first beauty salon. By 1929, she owned 150 fashionable salons across the United States and Europe. Her 1,000 products were found in the luxury market in 22 countries. Although Arden didn't have a university education, she had such a big desire to do business well that she made the Elizabeth Arden cosmetics brand a global success. At the peak of her career, she was one of the wealthiest women in the world. In 1962, the French government awarded Elizabeth Arden with the highest French order. Elizabeth Arden was a Canadian-born American businesswoman who built a cosmetics empire in the United States. She was the first woman to have a leading role in the cosmetics industry. She successfully managed an international business at a time when few women headed major companies. Born in a poor immigrant family and raised on a farm, Arden moved to New York City in the early 20th century and opened her first beauty salon. By 1929, she owned 150 fashionable salons across the United States and Europe. Her 1,000 products were found in the luxury market in 22 countries. Although Arden didn't have a university education, she had such a big desire to do business well that she made the Elizabeth Arden cosmetics brand a global success. At the peak of her career, she was one of the wealthiest women in the world. In 1962, the French government awarded Elizabeth Arden with the highest French order. Text 3.
Tropical rainforests are forests where it rains most of the time. The term jungle is sometimes used to mean tropical rainforests in general. Rainforests produce oxygen to give air to breathe. They give us plants and animals and medicine. A rainforest has many trees. Many kinds of animals and plants live there. Wild pigs live in the rainforests. So do snakes. The rainforest is home to many insects and birds. Trees can grow 70 meters tall. Plants there have big, bright flowers. Some rainforests are home to tall bamboo trees. Scientists think that there are millions of species of plants still undiscovered in tropical rainforests. Tropical rainforests have been called the jewels of the earth and the world's largest pharmacies because more than one quarter of natural medicines in the world have been discovered there. People make pills out of plants in the rainforests. These pills help many people to fight various diseases. For all these reasons, we must save our rainforests. Tropical rainforests are forests where it rains most of the time. The term jungle is sometimes used to mean tropical rainforests in general. Rainforests produce oxygen to give air to breathe. They give us plants and animals and medicine. A rainforest has many trees. Many kinds of animals and plants live there. Wild pigs live in the rainforests. So do snakes. The rainforest is home to many insects and birds. Trees can grow 70 meters tall. Plants there have big, bright flowers. Some rainforests are home to tall bamboo trees. Scientists think that there are millions of species of plants still undiscovered in tropical rainforests. Tropical rainforests have been called the jewels of the earth and the world's largest pharmacies because more than one quarter of natural medicines in the world have been discovered there. People make pills out of plants in the rainforests. These pills help many people to fight various diseases. For all these reasons, we must save our rainforests.
Text 4. The Open University is a distance learning and research university and one of the biggest universities in the United Kingdom for undergraduate education. As it is a distance learning university, the students don't necessarily have to attend classes. Like any other university, the Open University can give you a degree. The Open University was established in 1969 and the first students enrolled in January 1971. The university administration is based in Buckinghamshire, but it has regional centres in 13 regions around the United Kingdom. You can attend one class a month, if you wish, at an Open University centre. Of course, there are exams to take like at any other university. There are a number of full-time postgraduate research students who live on the 48-hectare university campus. The students, academic, and research staff administrative, operational, and support staff can all freely use the Open University facilities for their research. The Open University also has its offices in 30 other European countries. The Open University is a distance learning and research university and one of the biggest universities in the United Kingdom for undergraduate education. As it is a distance learning university, the students don't necessarily have to attend classes. Like any other university, the Open University can give you a degree. The Open University was established in 1969 and the first students enrolled in January 1971. The university administration is based in Buckinghamshire, but it has regional centres in 13 regions around the United Kingdom. You can attend one class a month, if you wish, at an Open University centre. Of course, there are exams to take like at any other university. There are a number of full-time postgraduate research students who live on the 48-hectare university campus. The students, academic and research staff, administrative, operational and support staff can all freely use the Open University facilities for their research. The Open University also has its offices in 30 other European countries. Text 5.
The first tea bushes appeared in western Georgia in 1847, and since then, tea production has played a significant role in Georgia's history. The humid and subtropical climate of western Georgia is ideal for harvesting tea, a fact which was recognized by businessmen outside of Georgia. Lao Jing Zhao, an experienced tea farmer from China, arrived in Georgia in 1893 with the intention of producing tea in the country. By 1900, he was producing tea that was world-class in quality. Lao Jing Zhao's product won the gold medal at the Paris World Expo. The Paris World Expo was a competition in which all tea-producing countries, except for China, participated. Since that international recognition, the tea industry in Georgia has not seen much progress. While Lao Jing Zhao made sure the Georgian tea was of the highest quality, in the Soviet period, the focus shifted from quality to quantity. Eventually, tea production completely stopped. However, in the 21st century, Georgian agricultural experts decided to revive the production of high-quality tea. The first tea bushes appeared in western Georgia in 1847, and since then, tea production has played a significant role in Georgia's history. The humid and subtropical climate of western Georgia is ideal for harvesting tea, a fact which was recognized by businessmen outside of Georgia. Lao Jing Zhao, an experienced tea farmer from China, arrived in Georgia in 1893 with the intention of producing tea in the country. By 1900, he was producing tea that was world-class in quality. Lao Jing Zhao's product won the gold medal at the Paris World Expo. The Paris World Expo was a competition in which all tea-producing countries, except for China, participated. Since that international recognition, the tea industry in Georgia has not seen much progress. While Lao Jing Zhao made sure the Georgian tea was of the highest quality, in the Soviet period, the focus shifted from quality to quantity. Eventually, tea production completely stopped. However, in the 21st century, Georgian agricultural experts decided to revive the production of high-quality tea.
This is the end of the listening part. Thank you.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.